It's the Andy Summers Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
Andy, let's talk love.
Ooh, that's some baby making music right there.
Turn that up.
So the youngest member of our crew, Miss Kara, is here with us this morning.
Good morning.
And Kara is an interesting study because she's very single, and there are a lot of single people that work in our building. And Kara had eyes on a couple of different guys around here that we would kind of tease you about. And there's some cute boys that are here, right? Uh-huh. But there's one in particular who I like to call the Whistler, who will saunter in and out. And this is a guy that everybody, like all of us, within the morning show family would really kind of give Kara some grief over because she really had her eye on the Whistler.
Yeah, and it's a thing where we don't know his real name or what he does, but he does whistle. So we know that for a while we've known, like we could just tell she gets a little giddy when he comes by. He comes by an abnormal amount of times when because there's no reason for him to be back here.
And she blushes like crazy. Her face will turn bright red when he walks by.
It's so cute.
So we would always be like, Kara, talk to him. We should go out with him. You should go out with him. So since, you know, and then things got a little quiet for a while. So now, you know, he's been coming back a little bit more often. They're doing some construction and some new offices are opening up right next to us. So he's been wandering in and out and Kara still gets all red. But what were you recently telling us?
So he recently broke up with his girlfriend and he's been starting to chat me up.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Yes. But I don't know. Once he started liking me, then I just started to get a little distant. I don't know what's going on with me.
Which is so typical.
Yeah.
I mean, especially at your age, right?
Yeah.
It's like, You want, and then he's right there, and you're like, nah, I'm just kidding.
So now it's what? So now you got to play the whole hard to get thing, or have you just lost interest because now he's available?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
She's lost interest. I think that you've lost interest. It's not fun anymore. It was more fun to like it when he was unattainable, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, when he's taken and it's a challenge, then it's something. But now it's like,
you're right there.
Yeah.
And you said that he's been like, he brings it up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's asked you out and stuff.
But of course, the hard part of it is being in the office, you're still going to see him all the time. Because like any guy, he's not catching your not interested vibe, and he's going to still keep coming by every single day.
So we want to hear your story. Who is your office crush? There's some good office romance stories out there in Philadelphia.
So, let us know. 215-263-6700. Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. And as the weather gets hotter, so does your passion.
Woo!
For maybe a coworker or Megan, what's your story?
It was actually my neighbor who showed interest in the beginning. I showed interest in him, and once he became available, I completely shut him down.
Yeah, what is it? What is the deal with this, right? Why does that happen? Because, I mean, I was guilty of it, too, when I was younger.
Why do you do that to us, Megan?
I think, personally, like, it was, in the beginning, it was the chase, like, knowing I couldn't have him.
Right.
But then the sudden, he's available and he's interested, but it didn't become fun anymore. Like, okay, I have you here. Now what am I supposed to do with you? You're a cute little puppy dog, but it got old.
Yeah.
It got old.
I guess so.
It's all about the chase.
So, all right. So, but I mean, he was your neighbor. So that had to be a little bit awkward that, you know, he probably felt your advances, broke up with the girlfriend, and now he's there. So what do you do?
I moved.
Oh, my God.
Up and moved.
You moved. How long ago was this?
A few months, actually.
Wow. Oh. He hasn't followed you, though, right?
Not that I know of.
Okay. We have to call someone. You let us know. I can't wait for him to call up the show and give his version of the story.
Oh, gosh. He's probably still asleep.
Yeah. Well, Megan, thanks so much for sharing, and good luck out there.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. And thanks to sweet Kara, our assistant producer, we're talking about office romances.
Yeah. You know, they happen. I actually married somebody that I work with, and we're still married,
worked
living happily
well
ever after.
I started dating a coworker who my boss was interested in, and I got fired immediately.
Ooh.
So we got opposite ends of the spectrum. Good morning, Michelle. Where are you in there?
morning. I am married to the person I saw 20 years ago walk past my office, and I was like, oh my gosh, he is so hot. So I went outside to have a cigarette, and he followed me, and we started talking, and now we have 3 kids, and we're married.
Oh, my gosh.
Life is wonderful.
So in my circumstance, my husband likes to tell people that I stalked him. And that's how we got married, but it was actually the other way around. So were you the stalker or the stalkie, Michelle?
He stalked me for sure.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course he did.
Darn right he did.
And you're living happily ever after. I love that.
Yeah. Happily ever after, and we're having our 20-year wedding anniversary this year, and we're going to Aruba.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Well,
congratulations.
Deserved. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you,
Have
Michelle.
A great day. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you so much. All right, so Mickey, talk to us.
Oh, good morning. Love you guys, by the way. I listen every
day. Thank
you. Thanks.
I was working. I was about 20 years old. I was working for a firm over in where I live now. And there was a young lady who started a job where we work. And she was only a part-timer. And it was set up, well, through her school. And the gentleman she started dating was, I believe, 39 and married.
Jeez.
And then he took her to the prom at the end of the year.
That is not true. No way.
That's yucky.
Yes. Yes. It was the high school that set up the job for her. It was not a college. I always assumed it was college.
Oh, my God. There's no way a high school is going to let a 39-year-old into the prom. That's gross.
But he took her.
Oh.
He was a young-looking 39-year-old, but I don't care.
So gross.
Yeah, that's...
It was very interesting.
I guess.
Good word. Gross is the word that we prefer. Thank you for your story, Mickey.
Thank you. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.